And we come to church and we come feeling weak and we come feeling fragile and we come really feeling broken, Lord. And we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Every Sunday, every Thursday, every day, we need you, Lord. And so our prayer, Lord, is as we now get into your word, would you meet us here? That is our prayer, Lord. Meet us here, Lord, that you would manifest yourself and that it would be all about you, Lord, and that your presence would be amongst us and that through your word, your Holy Spirit would come and encourage us and strengthen us and comfort us and really, really remind us who we are in Christ and what Jesus has done for us, that everything's going to be okay because Jesus is Lord and we know him. Oh, Holy Spirit, do that work. Give me grace. Give me grace to share. I recognize my limitations. I recognize that I'm not worthy to stand up here, but your word needs to be preached, Lord, and you want to use someone, and so why not use me today, Lord, to bless one life, to bless one heart, Lord, and that you would receive all the glory, Lord. That's my prayer, and that's our prayer as a fellowship, that you would do that work that only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the family says, amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, fam. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to invite you to turn with me to the book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're only going to be looking at one verse this afternoon, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I had the opportunity to minister in our 11 o'clock service in Spanish, and I shared with them a message from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And as I was preparing the message and as I was studying this week, the Lord really put it in my heart to hold back from starting Luke one more Sunday and also share this message at the 3 p.m. service. And so we're going to pause from starting the Gospel of Luke one more Sunday. And I do promise that we will get into Luke and we will finish that Gospel chapter by chapter, verse by verse. But until then, until we begin that journey, we're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And I just want to share with you a message that God placed in my heart to share to the fellowship. And so when you have a family, you can let me know by saying amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And this is what Peter tells us. He tells us, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Casting all your anxieties, or other translations would say, casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. Amen. This is the word of God, and all of God's people declares amen. Amen. By saying amen, you agree with me that what we just read is not the words of man, but it is the word of God. This afternoon, fam, I have titled my message simply, He Cares for Us. He cares for us. This afternoon, I am certain that every single one of you would agree with me that life is not easy, but life is hard. Life is difficult. How many would say amen to that? That most definitely, life is not a walk in the park, but life is hard. Life is difficult. Now that doesn't mean that in life we do not experience joy or experience happiness or experience good times, because most definitely we do, especially those of us who are in Christ. But what it does mean is that even though there are good times and moments of joy and times of happiness, life is still hard. And life is filled with pain, and life is filled with anxieties, and life is filled with stress, and life is filled with problems and struggles and battles. That's life in a fallen world. Life is not easy. Jesus himself would tell us, and really he promises us in in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, that in this world we will have tribulation, that in this world we will suffer. We will have difficult times in this world. That's what Jesus promises us. And for many of us, that promise of the Lord, those words of the Lord, have been a reality. In this world, we have experienced difficult times. We have experienced pain and sorrow and afflictions. We would even say that at this moment, many are passing through a difficult time, whether it's in Mexico or in Texas or in Puerto Rico. Many are afflicted. Many people have lost everything, and they are passing through a very difficult season in their life. And possibly this afternoon, there's someone here that you're passing through a difficult time right now. Right now, you find yourself passing through a time of pain and a time of affliction and a time full of tears and burdens. And that's life in a fallen world. Life is not easy, even for the Christian. Life is not easy, but life is full of pain and burdens. And throughout the years, I have learned, me personally in my Christian walk, I have learned that in midst of difficult times and in midst of pain and sorrow, there is nothing that can bring joy and peace to our hearts like the Word of God. That when you're going through a difficult season, when you're going through a trial, when the burdens of life seem overwhelming, there's nothing like God's Word. There's nothing like reading the Word and hearing the Word. There's nothing like God's Word. The psalmist in Psalm 19, and actually little Raul just read it as we were opening service, he actually declares this concerning God's word. He says that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is faithful, making wise the simple. And then he says that the commandments of the Lord are pure, are right, bringing joy to the heart. I love that description of God's word, that God's word literally converts the soul and brings joy to the heart. And the idea is that as you're going through a difficult time, as you're going through a time of sorrow and pain, as you feel overwhelmed by just the burdens of life, God's word has the power to convert your soul, to bring a smile to your soul, to bring joy to your heart and to fill you with peace and with joy. A brother put it like this: the word of God is medicine for a broken spirit and comfort to a burdened heart. That's God's word. And in the midst of a difficult time, there's nothing like the word of God. I'm going to say amen to that. There's nothing like God's word. And that is especially true, fam, with respect to our verse this afternoon. Here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, Peter tells us, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. In my opinion, this is one of the verses that is most precious in all of the Bible. A verse that brings so much comfort and so much peace to a troubled soul. Cast all your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. And this afternoon, fam, the Lord put in my heart, I want us to focus on this single verse. And this afternoon, I want to share with you a few things that we see and learn from this verse. And I'm just hoping and praying that through this verse and really through this message, that God might bring comfort to your heart as you find yourself going through a difficult season. So let's begin, fam. I got three things that we see and learn in our verse this afternoon. And I want to start with the first half of the verse, really the first four words of the verse. And the first thing I want you to see here is notice the reality of our anxieties. We would say the reality of our burdens. And notice how Peter begins the verse. Peter tells us, casting all your anxieties. Casting all your anxieties. And this is the idea. This is the implication. We are going to have anxieties. Peter understands, hey, you're going to have anxieties. You're going to have burdens. You will have problems in life. And that's the first thing we see, that anxiety, stress, burdens, struggles, battles, that's going to be a reality in our lives. And that's the first thing Peter tells us here, that this world is full of anxieties. This world is full of trouble, and we're going to have our share of them. In this world, as believers, we will experience some type of anxiety. You will go through stuff as a believer. That's the idea. That's the implication. Hey, you're going to have anxieties. You're going to have hard weeks. There's going to be things going on in your life that you're not going to like. And it doesn't mean anything's wrong. It doesn't mean you have a lack of faith. It doesn't mean, you're not where you need to be. It just means you're living in a fallen world. That's just life in a fallen world. You will experience burdens and anxiety. Notice again, in verse 7, Peter uses the word anxieties. Now that word actually could be translated a burden. It could be translated a struggle. It could be translated problem. It could be translated stress. That's probably a pretty good word to use because everybody can relate to the word stress. That's the idea behind the word. Literally, the word came to mean something that strangles you, something that chokes you. That's the idea behind anxiety. Something that's sucking the life from you. Something that's strangling you and choking you. That's what the word means. And really, that's what anxiety does. That's what the burdens and the stress and the pains of life do. They literally choke the air from us. They make us feel like we're going to die. I don't know if you've ever been into a situation where there's so much pain and there's so much sorrow, there's so much stress and there's so much burdens that you literally feel, man, I'm going to die. I can't breathe. That's the idea there. And that's what they do. They make us feel overwhelmed. They make us feel depressed. They make us feel like we're going to die. That's what anxieties do. That's what burdens do. That's what the stress of life does. And Peter tells us, he begins this verse by telling us that we're all going to have them. We are all going to have burdens in life. And possibly for some of us, that's our reality right now. Maybe there's some of us that we've come today with anxieties, with burdens, with problems, with tears. I have no doubt that this afternoon, this sanctuary is filled with burdens, anxieties. There's some here that, man, you feel overwhelmed. You're stressed. You're burdened. Now on the outside, everything looks good. And everything always looks good on the outside. You know, we come to church and we got our Sunday best on. And you know, we're quick to show love and shake hands and give some hugs. And praise God for that. Nothing's wrong. And on the outside, we kind of give the feeling like we're doing great. Somebody asks you, hey, brother, how was your week? Oh, my week was great. And yet you know inside you're dying. You know inside that you had the worst week of your life, that you are stressed out and you're burdened and you're worried. On the outside, we always look good. But on the inside, it's a different story. Oh, we're struggling, fam. We're overwhelmed. We're filled with burdens and we're filled with worry and we're filled with tears. And many of us have come this afternoon and we've come with burdens. There's boulders on our shoulders. For many of us, that's our reality right now. That's your world right now. You are overwhelmed and you're filled with anxiety and stress. Everything is not okay. Marriage is not doing that good. Children are not doing that good. My health is not doing that good. Work is stressful. The bills are piling up. You got a burden. You've come with burdens. There's a burden in your family. There's a burden in your health. There's maybe a burden in your marriage. There's a financial burden. There's a mental burden. There's an emotional burden. Maybe there's a burden of a sin, a chain, an addiction. Whatever the case may be, you've come. You've come with a burden. That's your reality. You have anxieties. And listen to this. You don't have the answer. You don't have the remedy. You don't know what to do. You're choking. You're choking. We're choking. And we don't know what to do. And you've come. And you're looking for help. You've come and you're asking the question, is there hope for me? And I'm struggling. I feel so overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. Is there hope? Is there a remedy? Is there an answer for my burden, for my pain, for my situation? I'm fighting. I'm struggling. I'm filled with anxiety and with stress. I don't know what to do. I don't know how we're going to make it. Is there an answer? What do I need to do? What's the remedy? The first thing we see here is the reality of anxiety. And for many, that's your reality right now. And listen to this. There is hope. There is hope. That's the good news. There is hope. There is a remedy. There is a response. There is something you can do. You've come with burdens and you've come to the right place. Praise God. This is where you need to come with your burdens. This is where you need to come with your troubles. There is something you can do. And that's our second point in our text. Because notice now, the remedy, the solution, the response for our anxieties. And notice now what Peter says. He says, casting all your anxieties, and then here's the remedy, on him. On him. What's the remedy for our anxieties? What's the answer for our burdens? What are we to do with our burdens? We're feeling overwhelmed, we're struggling, we're battling, we're fighting. What are we to do? What's the answer? What's the solution? Well, Peter tells us here that the answer is God. God's the remedy. God's the solution. God's the answer. And Peter tells us that we need to cast all our anxieties on God. And we need to give God everything. Oh, this afternoon, all your anxieties and all your burdens and all your worry, everything, you need to give it to God. That's the answer. Peter tells us, you need to cast everything upon God. You need to give everything to the Lord. It's as if Peter is telling us this afternoon, Jesus is the answer for the burdens of life. Jesus is the solution for all our anxieties, for all our troubles. Jesus is the answer. Notice that Peter uses the word cast. Now that word is a very, very interesting word. And we actually only find it one more time in the New Testament. And we actually find it in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 19, verse 35. And you don't have to turn there, but this is how we find the word used. Jesus is about to enter Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry. And Luke tells us that the disciples, they took off their garments and they cast their garments on a donkey. And then Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem. And that's the only time other than here where we find this word cast. The picture is the disciples took off their garments and they cast the garments, they threw the garments on the donkey. And really that is just a great usage of the word, because that's actually what the word means. That's the idea behind the word cast. It literally means that you need to take off your burden, take off something that you're carrying, and throwing it on a donkey or on an animal. That's the idea behind the word, that you take off a burden and you throw it on an animal, and now the animal is carrying it for you. Now the animal is working for you. You no longer are carrying the burden. You no longer are wrestling with the burden. You no longer have to walk with the burden, but the animal is doing all the work for you. That's the idea behind the word. And really, this is what Peter is telling us. He's telling us that we need to grab all of our burdens, all of our worries, all of our struggles, all of our battles, whatever's holding us down, whatever's pushing us down, we need to grab it and we need to throw it on God. You need to take that burden, you need to take that problem, and you literally need to throw it on God. And Peter is telling us, you need to allow God to carry it. Allow God to work for you. God wants to work for you. And that's incredible. That is such an incredible biblical truth that God wants to carry our burdens. God doesn't expect you to carry your burden. God doesn't expect you to carry that load on your shoulders, but God wants to carry it for you. And Peter says, throw it on God. Throw that problem, throw that struggle, throw that burden, whatever's holding you down, whatever's eating you, whatever's killing you and choking you, Peter says, throw it on God. Throw it on God. God wants to work for you. God wants to be the one up all night, not you. God wants to be the one to work on that and to carry it. Not you. And that's the idea, that we cast our burdens on the Lord. That's the solution. It's as if God, through this text, is telling us, cast your burdens on me. What are you waiting for? Cast your anxieties upon me. Give me your burdens. Give me your anxieties. Give me your worries. Give me your stress. It's as if God is saying, hey, give me your marriage. Is that the burden? Give it to me. Hey, give me your children. Is that the burden? Give them to me. Give me that job. Give me that bill. Give me that sin that you're struggling with, that just killing you. Give it to me. I want to carry it for you. Give me that sickness. Give me that health issue. I want to work for you. I want to carry it for you. You don't need to wear it. You don't need to hold it. You don't need to have it on your shoulders. All you have to do is give it to me. And Peter says, that's the solution to your burdens. You need to cast them. You need to take them, and you need to throw them on God. God is the answer. Now, if God is the answer, and if God is the solution to our burdens, to our cares, to our anxieties, and definitely He is, and I believe, I would say the majority of us, as we're listening to this, as we're reading this, we would say amen. I don't think any one of you would disagree with that. I just can't imagine you saying, you know what, I don't think so. God's not the answer. I would say the majority, if not all of us, would say, amen, I believe it, Adam. God's the answer. How many would say amen to that? I don't think you're going to be saying no man to that, amen? And so this is the question, though. If God is the answer, and we know He is, we believe He is, if He's the answer to our burdens, why do we still have burdens? Why do we still have so many burdens? Why are we still struggling? Why do we still have so much anxiety? Why are we living defeated lives? Why are we always restless and worried and stressed out? If we know God is the answer, why is our marriage still in shambles? Why do we have so many sleepless nights over this problem, over this burden? If we believe God's the answer, if we know the answer, why are we still choking? Why do we still feel like we are dying? Now that's a great question. And Peter gives us the answer, but he gives it to us in verse 6. Notice verse 6. Verse 6 really is connected to verse 7. But notice what Peter says in verse 6. He says this, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Why do we still have so much anxiety and so much problems and so much burdens? We know God's the answer, but why do we still carry burdens in our lives? Well, it's because we haven't humbled ourselves before God. That's why we haven't humbled ourselves under the mighty hand of God. In other words, we haven't allowed God to carry our burdens. We believe He's the answer. We believe He's the solution. But we haven't humbled ourselves before Him. And we haven't given them to Him. In other words, we have the mentality that we can carry our burdens. We have the mentality that, man, in my own strength, in my own power, I can carry my burdens. I can handle this. I can fix this. Or sometimes we have the attitude, especially in marriage, it's going to just fix itself. It's just going to fix itself. It's just going to take care of itself. Many have that mentality. I can do it. I can make it happen. I got this. I can carry this. Some would say, I can change him. I can change her. I'm strong. I'm powerful. I'm spiritual. I can take care of this burden. I can take care of this emotion. I can handle this depression. I can release this burden. I'm strong. I got this. That's the attitude of many. And that's why you still have the burden. Pride robs us from the remedy. Pride robs us from the solution. Pride robs us from peace. And that's why Peter says, humble yourself. Notice, fam, in the text, and I know this might be a silly detail, but I love details in the Word. Notice verse 6 comes before verse 7. Do you see that in your text? I'm not trying to be weird. I'm not trying to test you in math or anything or logic. But what comes first? Verse 6, amen? So this is how you should read it. Humble yourself before God, under the mighty hand of God. And then what comes next? Casting all your cares upon him. You got to first humble yourself. That's what Peter's saying. Hey, you got burdens. You got problems. You're going through some stuff. You want the solution. First humble yourself. First recognize that you don't got this. That's your problem. That's our problem. We think we don't need help when we do need help. We do need help. We do need prayer. We do need the people of God. We do need God. We need help. And Peter said that's the first step, admitting that you don't got this. Admitting that there is a burden. Admitting that everything is not okay. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do because we want people to think everything's okay. We want it. We want to go to church with a smile and we just want everybody to think I'm doing good. Deep down inside, we're choking and we're dying and we're so overwhelmed. We're barely making it. But we don't want people to know that. We don't want people to see that. And so we got this appearance. Hey, everything's okay. I mean, I'm just doing great and I'm just living it up and you're dying. And Peter says, the first thing you guys need to do is humble yourself. It's okay to be vulnerable before God. That's okay. You don't have to be tough before God. God sees right through that. There's no tough guys in the presence of God. And Peter says, humble yourself. Just humble yourself before God. Recognize that there is a problem, that there are struggles. There are things in your life that, man, it hurts. These things hurt, man. I got these real issues. And Peter says, after you humble yourself, just give it to God. Give it to God. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to work on it. God doesn't expect you to figure it out. All he desires is that you would give it to him. And Peter says, casting all your cares upon him. Give him all your anxieties. He is the answer. And so the first thing we see is the reality that, hey, let's just all be honest. At times we do have burdens. At times we do feel overwhelmed. Some of us are feeling overwhelmed today about something. There is something that's killing you, that's robbing you from peace. And then we see the remedy. The remedy is, hey, give it to God. But before you give it, you got to recognize that there is something. You got to be willing to humble yourself. And you got to just give it to God. Throw it on God. Take it off. Take it off your back. Take it off, you know, your shoulders. Just throw it at God. Allow God to carry it for you. God wants to work for you. And that is probably the most important thing I will say today. God wants to work for you. God wants to carry burdens for you. God wants to be a bearer of burdens. God wants to be a carrier of burdens. God wants to do the hard work in your life. God wants to carry those boulders for you. He is not a weak God. He is not a lazy God. He is a mighty, powerful, he's a working God. And he wants to work for us. And that's why Peter says, hey, throw it on God. Throw it on God. Do not try to carry it on your own. Throw it on God. That is the response. That is the remedy. That's the answer to your prayer. Give it to God. Now, I want to end, and I'm going to end a little early today. It's just how it's going to work out, amen? I want to end by now us looking at the reason. This verse is so deep. It gives us the reality, it gives us the remedy, and now it gives us the reason. And the idea here is Peter now shares with us the reason why we can give God our burdens. The question is, why can I give God my burdens? Why can I throw my burdens on God? Why can I have confidence that, yeah, God does want to help me? That, yeah, God does want to carry my burdens. That, yeah, God does want to work for me. Why can I have confidence in that? How can I know for sure that God really does want me to throw my burdens on him? Well, notice Peter gives us two reasons. Notice first, in verse 6, Peter tells us this. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under, and notice this phrase. He says, the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Why can I have confidence that God wants to bear my burdens, that I can cast my cares upon the Lord? This is the first reason why. Because God is powerful. Because God is powerful. Because God has a powerful hand, and God is able to carry my burdens. Because God is powerful. God is all powerful. And what is hard for me is easy for God. And what is impossible for me is possible for God. Listen. Your burden is nothing for God. It's nothing. And that just blows my mind, because for some reason, when we think of our burdens, we see them so big and so heavy. And a lot of times we have the mentality, impossible, impossible, man, I'm never going to get this burden off. Man, he's never going to change. She's never going to change. They're never going to change. Man, this burden, these bills are never going to get paid. This emotion is never going to go away. So often we see our burdens as things so big. And Peter says, God is bigger. God is bigger than your burden. God is bigger than whatever you're going through. And that's why you can give it to him. Because he's more powerful. He's stronger than your burden. And that's why Peter says, hey, you can give it to him, and you can have confidence that he will carry it and that he will bring peace and rest to your soul, because he's a powerful God. He's powerful. And what is impossible for you is nothing for God. It's as if Peter is saying, hey, that problem is nothing for God. That son, that daughter is nothing for God. That husband is nothing for God. That sickness is nothing for God. That struggle is nothing for God. It's as if Peter is saying, hey, that burden, that emotion, that depression, those thoughts, that sin, that temptation, all that you're feeling, Peter says, it's nothing for God. That's nothing for God. Give it to him. Throw it to him. Cast it upon him. Because he's a powerful God. He's powerful. And what is impossible for us is nothing for God. It's nothing for God. Your burdens are nothing for God. And that's the first thing Peter says. And then notice the second thing he tells us is in verse 7. Because it says, casting all your anxieties, casting all your cares on him. And then this is the second reason. Look at this. Because he cares for you. Why can you give God your burdens? Why can you trust that God wants to work for you? Why can you trust that, yes, God does want to carry this burden, that God does want to bring rest and peace, that I can give this to God and he will take it and he will carry it for me? Why can we know that? Why can we trust in that? Peter says, because God cares for us. Because God cares for us. You know, another way that can be translated, this is actually the real translation, God is thinking about us. God is carrying us in his heart. That's literally the idea there, that God loves us and God keeps us close. It's as if Peter said, hey, you're precious to God. You matter to God. You matter so much to God. He cares for you. But it's not like our care. Don't think of it like the English word care, because you know that word doesn't have depth, but the word he uses, it's a deep word. It's literally that God has strong affections for us. That God carries us on his heart, and God is always thinking about you. God is constantly thinking about you. And the idea is he wants to help. He wants to carry your burden. He wants to help you. He wants to work for you. He wants to bring peace to your heart. He wants to bring peace to your life. He wants to remove those burdens because he cares for you. He cares for you. Oh, he loves us. You know, I was thinking about that, the love of God. This is what I read in the Bible. God loves us so much that he created us. Didn't have to create us. Believe me when I say that. The world would have been okay with or without me. But he chose, out of love, to create us. And not only did he create us, but he came to this earth for us. But not only did he come to this earth for us, but he died for us. But not only did he die for us, but he also rose for us. But not only did he rise for us, but he also ascended for us. But not only did he ascend for us, he also sent his Holy Spirit for us. But not only did he send his Holy Spirit, he also saved us. And he redeemed us. And he washed us and he cleansed us. And he gave us new life. But not only did he do all that for us, but one day he's going to return for us. And he's going to take us to his Father's house forever. And that's the love of God. You know, think about that the next time you say, well, what has God done for me? He's done everything. He loves us. He cares for us. And this afternoon he tells all of us, give me your burdens. I love you. Oh, I care for you. You're special to me. I gave my son for you. I gave that which was most precious for you. Give me your burdens. Let me work for you. Let me carry that for you. Let me carry that burden. Let me carry that sorrow. Give it to me. Give me the pain. Give me the tears. Give me the regret. Give me the guilt. Give me everything. Give me your problems. Give me the worst of you. That's what God is saying. Give me the worst of you. Give me all the pain and all the sorrow. Cast everything upon me, because I care for you. I care for you. Listen, our burdens are nothing for God. And this afternoon, Peter says, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. God bless you, fam. Can we give a clap offering to the Lord? I'm going to ask my brother to come up. Come on up, my brother. And this is what we're going to do, fam. This is what we're going to do. I'm just going to invite you as the Lord leads you. If you would like to pray with me up front, that would be amazing. Would you just stand with me? And can we all just dismiss in the altar? We all have some kind of burden. Come with your wife. Come with your family member, friend. Come by yourself. It doesn't even matter, fam. We're all family. And we just want to just dismiss. And I just want to pray for us. You know, as I was thinking about this message, I was thinking, man, everybody has some type of burden. Some right now are going through more difficult times than others. But if we're all honest, there's things inside our hearts There's worry, there's stress, there's anxiety. Man, I have a burden. I have a lot of burdens. I'm always worried about this or that. My mom used to call me a worry ward. I used to always worry for everything. And that's an honest struggle that I have. And that's an honest struggle that you have. And why not? Let's just give it to the Lord. Put your arm on someone, a brother, with a brother, sister, with a sister, family member. Lord, we want to thank you for your word. Your word speaks, Lord. Your word speaks to our hearts. And Lord, we recognize, we confess that, man, this word was for us. Lord, this word was for me, Lord. This text was for me, Lord, because right now I do have burdens, Lord. Right now I do have anxiety, Lord. Right now, Lord, I am going through something difficult, Lord. Right now there is worry. There is worry that wants to rob me from your joy. Everything is not all good, Lord, but there's a million and one burdens that we carry every day. And this afternoon, Lord, you speak to us. You speak to us through your word. And Lord, you bring us hope. You bring us hope, Lord. You bring us hope, Lord, that you are the answer. You are the solution, Lord. You don't expect us to carry these burdens, but Lord, you want to carry them for us. You want to work for us, Lord. You want to touch him. You want to touch her. You want to transform our marriage, our home, our children. You want to heal us from this sickness. You want to take away this pain, Lord. You want to bring peace in the midst of the storm. You want to work for us. And all you tell us to do is to give it to you, is to throw this burden upon you. And Lord, that's what we do. That's what we do. Even now, Lord, by faith, we humble ourselves before you. And Lord, we give you this burden. Would you just say that, fam, in your own words, even in your heart? Lord, I give you this burden. You know what it is, Lord. You know what it is. You know what I'm going through, Lord. You know what I'm facing. You know my struggles. You know my worries. You know my anxiety. You know what keeps me up at night, Lord. And I give it to you, Lord. I give it to you, Lord. I give you this burden, Lord. I give you all my anxieties, Lord. Carry it for me, Lord. Work for me, Lord. Bring peace. Bring rest, bring joy to my heart, Lord. Let me sense your joy again, Lord. Bring sunshine to my life, Lord. Remove the clouds, remove the storm, Lord, and bring joy to my spirit, Lord. Work for us, Lord. Work for us, Lord. We give you every burden. We give you every anxiety. We give you everything, Lord. Every problem, every need, every tear, Lord, we give it to you. We give it to you, Lord. You're the answer. You're our only hope, Lord. And we give everything to you. In Jesus' name, I give you my burdens, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I give you my problems, Lord. In Jesus' name, I give you my struggles, Lord. In Jesus' name, I give you all my temptations, Lord. I give you all those things that want to rob me from your presence, Lord. I give you every struggle, every battle, Lord. I give you every worry. I give you every problem, Lord. Whatever it is, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, mental, I give it to you, Lord. I give it to you in Jesus' name. We cast all of our burdens upon you. Because, Lord, we know that you're powerful and we know that you love us, Lord. You are a powerful God, and what's impossible for me is nothing for you, Lord. This problem is nothing. This pain is nothing for you, Lord. And you care for me, Lord. You care for us, Lord. You love us. You're concerned about us. And Lord, we humble ourselves and we give you every burden. Fam, would you just raise your hands with me? Let's just sing this chorus to the Lord. And this is how we're going to end. Just raise your hands as the Lord leads you. And let's just sing this small chorus to the Lord. Lord, I need. Yes, Lord, this is our prayer, Lord. My one desire, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Let's sing it again. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. One more time, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you, all I need. My righteousness, oh God, how I need you.
Yes, Lord, that's our prayer, Lord. Can we give a clap offering to the Lord? Man, God bless you, fam.